While you might not have heard of Jimmy Heath, you may very well have heard Jimmy Heath. At 87, Jimmy Heath has had a huge jazz career. Jimmy's excellence as a player was first noticed on alto in the late 1940s when he was known in Philadelphia as Little Bird. But since then, he's played alto and tenor saxophone with names like Milt Jackson, Herbie Hancock, and Cannonball Adderley. He's a composer of more than 125 pieces and an author. He even comes from a musical family. His two brothers are bassist Percy Heath and drummer Albert Tootie Heath. They have all played with big names.
We've been around, been very fortunate enough to have played with all the giants of the music. In fact, that's my book title, I Walk with Giants.
I Walk with Giants, yeah.
And people ask me a bunch of questions about their heroes and the people they love who I've passed on. They ask me to tell them stories about Miles and being with him, you know, and being with Coltrane and being with Dizzy and around Coleman Hawkins. And I got stories that I lived. It took 25 years to write my book because I couldn't stop.
Jimmy Heath has been a sideman for recording since the 1940s. A sideman is a term for a musician who is not a regular member of a group. His first big feature was a solo in Howard McGee's sextet.
I played on a television show with the great Art Tatum when I was with Dizzy Quintet. And then I played on with just about everybody, John Lewis and Red Garland. And, you know, I have a way of making lists. And I make lists when I'm traveling on a plane or something and I ain't got nothing to do. When I get to 100, I stop. 100 different drummers, 100 piano players.
You play with 100 different drummers?
Yeah.
Bass players?
Yeah. I said, well, 100, that's enough.
In the jazz world, collaborators become mentors and mentors become collaborators. Heath told me about his influences.
Everybody that went before me, Duke Ellington, influenced my composing and arranging. Oh, man, Basie. There's Lester Young. Oh, man. Could name them. We all stand on our predecessors' shoulders.
One of Heath's influences was, of course, the great Charlie Parker.
Having Charlie Parker to sit in with my band in Philadelphia, man, that's amazing. You know, I don't know nobody here can talk about birds sitting in and using my horn for a week.
To use your horn?
Because his was in the pawn shop. Except when he was blowing it, and yeah. When he was playing it, man, it was like, it was like heaven.
Howard McGee and Milt Jackson even gave Heath the nickname Little Bird in reference to Charlie Parker's nickname Yardbird, but Heath developed his own distinguishable style.
Once you learn all the grammar and all the insides of the language, how to put things together, then you gotta speak it in your own voice.
So in his own vocabulary, Heath has done more than 100 recordings, including a dozen as a band leader, 7 with the Heath brothers and his own compositions. Among the many Heath tunes recorded by other musicians, CTA and Gingerbread Boy were both used by Miles Davis and have since become standards. Dizzy Gillespie, John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, these are names most people know. But it wasn't just these names in the jazz world that inspired and collaborated with Heath.
For every one of the people you know, there's somebody in the backwoods on your instrument that kick your butt. Never had a reputation. So you can't get to be no egomaniac because you can play and you got recognized. There's guys and girls in other places who are just as talented. But the Americans have a way of lifting people to top 10. That means anybody under the top 10 is nothing? That's stupid.
'87-year-old saxophonist Jimmy Heath, who played with the jazz greats since the 1940s. Speaking with me earlier, he'll be playing at the National Black Arts Festival this weekend. I'm H. Johnson.